Tax Administration Jamaica, TAJ, has been making life easier for taxpayers with the introduction of its new web platform and Revenue Administration Information System, RAIS. Communications Officer at TAJ, Leighton Beckles, gives an overview of the information system rolled out on February 9 by the tax authority. He was speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne.
We have recently introduced our Enterprise Web Portal. And what is the Enterprise Web Portal? Well, it simply is a single point of entry to access TAJ's web services. Mm-hmm. By TAJ's web services, I mean our property tax query. You can do that online through a single point of entry. Uh-huh. You're able to file and pay your returns through a single point of entry. And you're able to simply browse and get tax information or download forms through that single point of entry. So we've brought together several points where persons would have had to go to several different websites to either pay their taxes or to get information or even to query their property taxes. We've brought that together. Mm-hmm. So it's a new look, it's a new feel, and we've enhanced how persons will interact with Tax Administration Jamaica online. So we're encouraging persons, it's the same address, so it's very easy to find. Nothing has changed in terms of the address. But what has changed is the look of Tax Administration Jamaica's online presence and how persons will be able to interact with our services mm-hmm. in a user-friendly, easy, nice way. Another one of the initiatives is the introduction of the Revenue Administration Information System, or RAIS. Now, what RAIS does, it brings together several of our tax systems that we use to monitor taxpayers' accounts, collect revenue, and that allows us on the back end to become even more efficient with our workflow. So this system is intuitive, and it monitors the workflow of especially our auditors and our compliance and enforcement personnel. So it makes us more efficient on the back end. Now on the front end, what the taxpayers experience is that they will be able to interact with their tax information in a way that they would never have been able to do before. They are able to put in for payment arrangements online. They're able to file for GCT refunds online. Oh. Tax Administration Jamaica is able to communicate with the taxpayer and vice versa through confidential and highly secure messages to give them status reports on their account. Maybe there is a return that wasn't filed properly. Maybe there is something that is coming up a due date. So it gives us a way of interacting with our clients and our clients to interact with us in a brand new way, in a way that makes it so much easier to do business. And this system will be a part of the enterprise portal. It dovetails into that. And it is going to enhance the way persons do business with us. So we're changing the way we do business to make sure that we continue to serve our taxpayers even better. And this continues to hold up the mandate of Tax Administration Jamaica to make our services, to make the interaction and the experiences with us one that is customer-focused and customer-centered.
Communications Officer at Tax Administration Jamaica, Leighton Beckles, speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne.
Since 2013, 347 persons have been interviewed by the police in relation to human trafficking cases. 61 investigations launched, 52 human trafficking raids conducted, 12 arrests made, 9 victims rescued, and 8 trafficking in persons cases brought before the courts. If you are a human trafficker, you will be caught and imprisoned for up to 20 years. Our security forces are equipped to combat and stop all forms of trafficking, and they won't stop till human trafficking is eliminated from Jamaica. Be wise, open your eyes, spot them, stop them, report them.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.